You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Wow. So Friday, Extra Extra Funny, and we are extra extra ready to get up out of here.
Yeah.
4 days in a row working sucks.
It's a grind.
Sucks. But we have, as the kids say, put in the work, or Riggins has put in the work, to bring us the one-star strip club reviews.
This is the
Friday staple.
That's exactly it. As Skip Bayless would say, it's my turn! My turn! This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from the internet from real strip clubs across the country. We'll start in Indianapolis, Indiana, at Brad's Brass Flamingo. Tom left a one-star review. Do not go here. On Saturday night, the girls were mediocre at best, and the first two to find us as soon as we walked in there were the ugliest pair of crackheads I've ever met in my life. Then, by the end of the night, after seeing four or five girls, the last girl came to us and said, the two girls in the back were saying we were assholes for not tipping more. LMAO. Save yourself your money and go anywhere else. One star.
Yeah, I've noticed that it's a trend in these things that, if you can believe what the guys are saying, that the strippers complain to them and it's almost like they've committed some sort of offense by not tipping what the dancers think that the strippers think they should be tipping.
Certainly.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all part of the tipping culture, how it has evolved now. It used to be they were just appreciative for the tip.
Mm-hmm.
No more.
Yeah.
Then we'll go to Phoenix, Arizona at a place called Band-Aids. Which sounds gross.
Yeah. Why would you want to go to a strip club named Band-Aid?
There's actually a good
terrible strip club name.
Yeah, there's a story behind it. I mean, it's kind of boring. I don't know if you want to hear, but just briefly, in 1960, they had some sort of law in strip clubs in Arizona where they had to wear adhesive strips over their nipples. They couldn't show their nipples, so they either had to wear pasties or Band-Aids, and so they changed the name to Band-Aids. Although, it's gross. There's just something icky about the name Band-Aids.
Yeah. Either way, does Band-Aid know?
Is what?
Does Johnson & Johnson realize that they're using their copywritten term Band-Aid?
It seems like it's been around for a long time. I don't know. I would imagine they would have to. You would think by now
they've been around that long and they would know.
Yeah. You're stuck on Band-Aid brand. John left the one-star review. This club sucked. I went here on a Thursday night because I had to piss.
Baby, that's the only reason I was in there. The onlyest reason was because I had to piss.
Just went in there because I had to piss.
Thursday night, because
I paid a $20 cover. It was the only place to piss.
Yeah.
What would you have me do?
So I went in there on Thursday night because I had to piss. Oh, and I was a little thirsty too. Anyways, all the girls were fat. Yes, they were all fat. All of them were bitches too. I didn't want to dance, so they said hi and left. Forget them. But the two hotties that were just walking around, they were just talking to guys on their phones. This world is going to hell. Don't waste your money or time here. One star.
The world is going to hell because the strip clubs are slipping.
Because he had a bad night at Band-Aids in Phoenix, Arizona. Huh? I do love that.
Well, what a shocker that if you're not giving money to the strippers, they don't want to sit around and talk to you.
Yeah, they're not going to be your friend, I don't think. Then we'll go to Kansas City, Missouri, at a place called Bazookas. Tony left. They pass it down generation to generation.
Yeah.
I bequeath you Bazookas. Tony left a one-star review. It's a broken and sad-ass place. First, upstairs, there's a dark place that looks like solitary confinement where people can pay to watch porn and masturbate. Whoa. Yeah, that's. I think they still have those places in New York and stuff, yeah, where you go into the booths,
the peep shows.
Yeah, if you walk past the stall, you can definitely see them masturbating, and that is all caps weird. Number two, no alcohol. The strip club was a $25 entrance fee. Also, the chairs are metal, and it's cold as f in there.
So they just have like metal folding chairs or something like the wrestlers use as weapons.
Very possibly. Grab a chair. Pop a squat.
It's crazy. You just grab a fold-out chair at the door.
Yeah. I guess because you know, there's no bar service or anything really, so they don't have to be at tables. I guess
that's incredible. Exactly. And then third, for the VIP room, $200. I don't think so. Do not waste your money. Baby Dolls in Topeka, Kansas is way better. One star.
Now, where was this one?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, okay. So they were close. It was not like
Is it close? I was wondering. I was like, that's a weird thing to say. I mean,
it's closer than if he's in Chicago and he says, well, right. Topeka, they're really good.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was within driving distance, but I thought, well, let's go to Baby Dolls and see what they're doing. John left a one star review. I went there last night and had a good time, except for the smell of dope. And when I left, I got jumped by four guys, and one of them was a security guard who unloaded his pepper spray in my face.
For no reason.
For no reason at all.
He didn't say that, but it's definitely implied there.
Yeah.
And unloaded sounds like he just was like just standing in there. The can. Like, take it all, buddy. Breathe it in. Love that. Then we'll go to Rick's Cabaret in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Tom left a one-star review, -5 stars. How about that? I paid $10 to watch three ladies eat chicken wings at the end of the bar, as well as watch the bouncer meatheads drink muscle milk all night. So steer clear of this joke of an establishment, and pay for a subscription to Pornhub. One star.
I can see that, though.
Oh, the guys.
They just got those little cartons of muscle milk drinking.
Bouncers walking around and all the good to drinking muscle milk.
They didn't like that. Then we'll go to Fort Worth, Texas, at a place called Roxy's Showgirls. Brandon left a one-star review, $25 cover and $5 to park. If you like them big and out of shape, this is your place. $20 for a lap dance, and they will try to scam you out of more. One star.
Yeah, that's what they do. They're strippers.
Whoa.
That's how it works.
Whoa. But
I wonder what the scam was, though.
Right. Scam, a little harsh. They're trying to get as much money as they can for doing as little as possible, like everybody else in America. I don't know. Is it a scam? You know what you're getting into when you start talking to a stripper and talking about lap dances. Well, they're going to try to get the money out of you.
That's my point. You know that how the game works, so don't say they're...
It's not a scam.
But, well, maybe they were trying to get them in on a pyramid scheme or something while they're dancing for it. Hey, you're interested in
making... You go in with the full knowledge of...
MLM. It's
multi-level marketing.
Yeah, I think you go into these things knowing that it's not, you're not dealing with your mother. These are strippers. They're going to try to get as many dollars out of you. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That seems unfair to the ladies.
But I mean, if they make it on one-star strip club reviews, then they're probably not that bright.
You know? The guys or the girls?
Yeah, the guys. I mean, they're not a bunch of Bill Gates running around there. No Mark Zuckerbergs.
No.
They're probably just trying to recruit people for Avon or, you know, Tupperware.
Yeah, those aren't scams, Ryan.
Oh, sorry. Are we sure?
Those are legitimate. I'm
positive.
Your mama was an Avon salesperson.
That's why I thought it was illegitimate.
No. Those are trusted brands.
Okay, all right. Yeah. My bad.
Wait, it was Avon, and what was the other one you said?
Tupperware.
Good Lord. What? That's one of the most successful companies.
But they did, you know, they try to push it. That's all.
Yeah, but they weren't scams.
It might be.
Yeah, no, they weren't.
Okay.
I can say that. And they don't even have to look up the numbers of their attorneys.
Yeah. They're probably sitting across the room. Listen. Yeah,
all respect for Avon and Tupperware's companies. Rob just got here. Don't listen to him.
Don't listen to that at all.
No more scam talk. Then we'll go to...
You mean Coke? Yeah. Maybe they were trying to get them to drink a Coca-Cola from McDonald's, those scam places. Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe we should just wrap things up right there.
This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.